What are the benefits and drawbacks of having sports and media so heavily integrated? Let's look at a few. The first benefit is, of course, money. With broadcasts comes sponsorship. As a player, being featured heavily in the media can lead to becoming a superstar, which brings in even more money. Then, you can also be an inspiration and role model to aspiring players. From a technological viewpoint, we can broadcast games to people who otherwise wouldn't see them. Technological advances allow people to get closer to the action than ever before, and the availability of statistics allow people to place bets more precisely, or take part in the popular practice of operating their own fantasy league. Then we have the educational viewpoint. Recorded matches can be viewed later and used by both people to improve their game or by coaches who can analyze their past games. There are some drawbacks, however. One drawback is that with fame comes hyper-visibility, and athletes need to worry about how they conduct themselves both on and off the field. Multiple players have got in trouble for things they did or said that were recorded by someone. The penalties can be quite severe. Also, broadcast events are usually run at times which will result in the highest viewership. This means players might have to play at less than ideal times. For example, during the hottest time of the day. Broadcasting an event also can affect ticket sales, as people might choose to stay home instead of going to the stadium. There can also be a bias as to which sports are broadcast, with more popular sports getting more airtime. Nowhere is this more apparent than during the Olympic Games.